This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A train derailed near Glacier National Park this past weekend, spilling hundreds of tons of grain on a busy rail corridor through northwest Montana. The accident happened Saturday morning around 5:40 a.m. when a westbound Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railway grain train derailed near Bear Creek, about 4 miles east of Essex. No one was injured in the derailment, but 12 rail cars went off the tracks, with two sliding down a steep embankment above U.S. Highway 2. The derailment blocked both mainline tracks for hours and forced the closure of BNSF's busy route between the Midwest and Pacific Northwest. Passengers aboard Amtrak's Empire Builder, which connects Chicago with Portland and Seattle, had to ride buses between Whitefish and Shelby to get around the derailment. One of the mainline tracks was cleared and rebuilt by late Saturday, enabling some rail traffic to resume through the area. The second mainline track is expected to reopen this week. While no hazardous material was spilled in the wreck, the hundreds of tons of grain that did spill will likely concern wildlife officials in northwest Montana. Grain spilled along Glacier Park from leaking rail cars or derailments has been an issue for decades because when the grain ferments, it attracts bears to the railroad right-of-way. A lawsuit filed earlier this year by two environmental groups says that BNSF trains killed or contributed to the deaths of more than 50 bears between 2008 and 2018 between Shelby and Sandpoint, Idaho. BNSF has been working with wildlife officials to formulate a plan to address the issue, most notably by thoroughly cleaning up derailment sites. On Saturday afternoon, at least two vacuum trucks were spotted at the derailment site, ready to begin picking up the spilled grain. The derailment is under investigation. In Helena, the former West Valley fire chief is accused of multiple crimes during the January 6, 2021 U.S. Capitol insurrection. Frank Dahlquist is charged with felony offenses of civil disorder, assault, and resisting or impeding law enforcement officers. He was arrested January 10th by FBI agents and soon after placed under house arrest. Dahlquist also faces several misdemeanor offenses, including knowingly entering or remaining in a restricted building or grounds without lawful authority, and violent entry and disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds. The charges that Dahlquist faces happened prior to his appointment in November 2022 as the new fire chief of West Valley Fire Rescue. Dahlquist has since resigned from the Volunteer Fire Department. Colorado's Rocky Mountain National Park will go car-free for the autumn shoulder season. In Colorado, 4.1 million tourists visited Rocky Mountain National Park in 2023, making it one of the most popular in the country. And with those increased visitor numbers, Colorado's Rocky Mountain National Park also feels the effects in crowding, degradation of trails and visitor infrastructure, and pollution from cars' exhaust systems. Now, with the peak summer season now at an end, Rocky Mountain is closing its main road, the Old Fall River Road, the main thoroughfare through the park. Old Fall River Road closed to cars on October 8th and closed to all visitors on October 10th. Now, pedestrians, cyclists, and visitors with pets on leashes can use the road throughout the fall without dodging heavy vehicle traffic. For those coming to Colorado's Rocky Mountain National Park by car, Trail Ridge Road leading out of the park and to the town of Grand Lake will remain open to vehicles. In late October, the park will close to all visitors and conduct repairs. Other parks closed for repairs in the autumn season, the shoulder season between the busy summer tourist season and the winter season, include Glacier National Park in Montana and Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.